Welcome to the 3D Print Entrepreneur Podcast hosted by Print That Thing, where we help you become a 3D print designer. I'm your host, Jay Wall, and in today's episode, we're going to be talking to Willie from CoCreate.com. They have 36,000 Instagram followers and do high-quality 3D printable scans of people, including some celebrities you might recognize. We had a great chat about his experience as an early adopter into the 3D print industry. Unlike other guests so far, his company works with 3D scanning and owning a storefront-based business. He brought some great insight to the process CoCreate uses and some stellar tips for entrepreneurs out there. Before we dive into the interview, let's get a quick word from our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Print That Thing, an educational platform that helps you become a 3D print designer within 30 days. We provide easy-to-digest lessons that compound so you can learn fast. Sure, you can learn 3D print design on YouTube, but we teach a unique and flexible workflow not found anywhere else. You'll learn by doing, while creating 10 unique designs, giving you a strong foundation to get you 3D printing your own ideas. If you want to unleash your superpower of 3D print design, become a member at ptt.live for designs, courses, and community. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Today, we are with one of my buddies that I'm really just meeting very first time, Willie, but I feel like I've known you forever. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me, Jason.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on the show. So Willie is one of the, I guess, the starter of CoCreate. Tell us a little bit about CoCreate for those who don't know what CoCreate is or what you guys do.
So we started around 2012, living room, like I mentioned earlier, and got off from there. Obviously, when we first started, it was about the little miniature stuff, the little 3D figurines of people and stuff. But at that time, I mean, I think we're a little advanced, ahead of our time, so people didn't understand what it was. And we just had to like blossom and just dip into everything else just to survive, you know, like 3D modeling, selling printers and whatsoever. And here we are just, you know, hanging in there, right?
Hey, yeah, still surviving. Yeah, well, this podcast is all about entrepreneur people in the 3D print space that are just crushing it and, you know, doing this as their full-time career. So I wanted to just kind of go with you kind of how you guys got into the 3D print space. Like, did you start off in that kind of realm or like, how did you kind of get into this whole 3D print world?
So my background is I'm a hardware engineer. And then I like fixing stuff, right? So the 3D printer aspect of fixing is the best, you know, that's what I like, right?
Totally. Me too.
And then at that time, you know, I was printing random stuff off Thingiverse. I'm not a model. I can't model for nothing at that time. Mm-hmm. And then my wife told me, why don't you just, you know, look into it and start something, right? So we dived in and we found the figure stuff. So we figured, you know, that was like the family portrait, the future of family portrait, right? So we kind of just, you know, invested our money and here we are.
Dang, the future of family portrait. That's so cool. So like whenever you were getting started, were y'all doing it with photogrammetry or did you like just spring forward and get one of those scan gun, like the laser type things?
We started with the Artec Eva at the time. And then so we basically just invested everything, our money and knew nothing, right? So everything was self-taught. Like they're like, oh, here's a scanner, you know, just scan people, you're fine. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, they gave us a good demo and they're like, all right, but it was nothing like it, right?
Yeah,
so it's pretty, I mean, it's a journey, man. And then same thing with you. I see, you know, we started probably around the same time. That's how I met you online and stuff, Instagram, right?
Yeah, I know. I feel like that's what we were talking earlier. I was like, I feel like I know him, but I'm just now like officially seeing you like face to face. So this is great. So kind of tell us, anyone out there, like if they wanted to get started in like scanning people, like if they didn't have any money, if they were just at home, like what, is there anything that you would recommend people starting, anyone listening?
If they want to just, you know, just try and error, you can use the Xbox, right? The Kinect.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Really affordable. You can use your phone and you have to get a photogrammetry software. Obviously I think they charge month to month base.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly how much
you can. That's probably, okay.
I think we tried something in a trial around, I think $100 for like 3 months, 4 months. Mm-hmm. You just take a lot of pictures of, you know, the object and then just stitch it together. The only problem I see with 3D scanning that a lot of people don't see in the back end is a lot of repair.
Right? On the modeling side?
Yeah. So a lot of people just think you just scan and it's perfect, right?
It's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so a lot of our scans that you see in our social media, it requires a lot of back end work to make it look good on the front end, right? So
that's good to know. There's the magic trick, everybody.
That's a downfall, you know, I see, because I mean you could buy expensive scanner and it still require you to do touch up at least, you know.
So right. Yeah. Well, so I know y'all, because y'all are right in California, right? Or where part of y'all are in California, in case anyone's traveling, they want to stop by y'all shop.
we're in Alhambra, kind of like 15 minutes from LA. 15,
okay,
minutes.
Cool.
Yeah, so not too far.
Cool. And y'all do, y'all have, I feel like I've seen like a storefront or something, right? Or
yeah,
something like
that. Yeah. So
what is it like, people, like you just kind of make appointments, or is it mainly like tourists kind of coming in and then you're like, hey, let's take a picture, or like how?
We do require appointments because it's COVID and, you know, keep everything
safe.
Yeah. So we do require appointments, but we do everything here. So we do a lot of reverse engineering work too. So people come in with like their patent work and stuff, and then they need a model made. So we make a model and, you know, it proceeds, you know, so. We do everything, basically. A little bit of everything.
Yeah. And I feel like we can nowadays. Like, we have the internet. We can look up anything and learn anything, like, so fast now.
YouTube,
what?
Right?
So tell us, like, I know you'll probably got, I know I've seen, like, celebrities and, like, Playboy bunnies and all kinds of things coming through. Like, what has been your, like, kind of, just tell us a story of one of your favorite people that you guys have scanned so far.
I think my all-time favorite is Stan Lee, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
So, I mean, growing up as a kid, you know, superheroes and Spider-Man, Iron Man, that's like a dream, right? And you get to meet the creator, man, that's speechless. You know?
That is amazing. So what was it like trying to pitch it to Stan Lee? Like, did he already know what it was, or was it like someone in his crew kind of said, hey, we're going to do this thing? Or was he like, oh, what is this machine, man? You know?
Yeah. So we kind of built a relationship with his company, his team. And then from there, that's how we got scanned. I mean, Stan himself. But the fact that he's so humble and so down to earth, and that just makes everything so awesome, you know?
So he was cool with it?
Yeah, he was totally cool with it.
So kind of go through the process, or, you know, as much detail as you want. I don't know the intellectual property and whatnot, but like, what would be like a typical flow for you guys in a nutshell for like going from like someone walking in the door to like how long until they actually get their scan or their figurine?
So when somebody comes in, you know, we require them not to wear no glasses, nothing reflective, because the scanner doesn't pick that up. Like if they want to wear glasses on the print, we go ahead and model them on after. So
nice.
So we model them on. So you hold the pose for 3 to 5 minutes for the physical scanning, and then after that, all the magic happens on the back end. So we use ZBrush. There's really no
Cool. So y'all are like main. It's like a lot of sculpting.
Correct. Yeah.
Sculpting, yeah, that's what I figured.
Color cleanup, color corrections. From there, once that's complete, then we print. But usually we tell people 3 to 4 weeks, just in case. The problem is that these printer goes down, they're not fun to fix.
no totally. So you guys are y'all are printing them in-house, or do y'all outsource it all?
In-house. So everything's done in-house,
so you can cut costs and everything like that. Yeah,
control over quality and stuff.
Definitely. Man, that's so cool. I love that. So like, I guess, how have things changed over the years since you've been doing this almost a decade or close to it? Like,
really close, yeah.
Yeah. Really, so close. What's kind of like any advice you'd have for young entrepreneur people who want to kind of do a startup in 3D printing? Any advice for them?
Just do it. Right. Just do it. Don't hold back. Don't be scared. I mean, it is scary because
it is
diving in, but just learn from everybody and then just reach out. I mean, like, we ask people, like, you know, our followers or anybody, if you guys have questions, just contact us and we'll be more than happy to like answer your question the best we can, you know.
Definitely.
We know everything, but we'll help you, you know, whatever we know, you know, give you tips and stuff, you know.
Heck, but yeah. Well, have you ever seen, I've seen it once. It was like a behind the scenes with like Christian Bale or something, and they had all those cameras at once, and then they pop it. Have y'all ever experimented with that or looked into any of that kind of thing?
We did. We looked into that in the very beginning, and we have tried a few over time. You do need a big space for something like that. The benefit is that it's quick. It's like 5 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. It could be cool for dogs, you know, because dogs are not going to sit still. But if you could just pop them and then be like, okay, pick your best pose. All right, we'll print
it. Exactly. Yeah. So, but then you need a big space. It takes a lot of, you know, spacing, and they are expensive. And the fact that we have a handheld scanner, we're mobile, so we go to a lot of
stores. Nice. So
that helps us a lot. Yeah,
so definitely,
you know, perks.
That's cool. Well, where do you think the future of either scanning or just 3D print in general? Do you have like a hope or dream of the future of this technology?
I think the printing and the scanning is just a tool, right? So the way I see it is that you could have a lot of asset if you scan. The future for us is that in the LA department side of things, we want to get into like virtual reality and augmented reality with the data, you know? So that's where I see us going.
Genius. Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm right there. I got this cord right here that's hanging is the HTC Vive. I got the Oculus right here. Nice. We're trying to merge it all too. I think they are going to all come together.
Totally. Have you looked into Volume Matrix videos or Volume Matrix?
Yes. See, yeah. I started as a filmmaker, so I'm all about it. And then, so I'm always been interested in like kind of just disruptive tech in general, but I haven't dove too deep into it, but I know that there's, I mean, it's like doing what you guys are doing, but in video form.
That's crazy though, right? I got so interested in that thing. I like just gotta figure out how to you know make it, use it.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, what if you could do like I don't know if you could do like a motion path of some kind, you know, like an athlete or something like doing their golf swing or something. You got like that'd be crazy.
That would be crazy.
I would pay for that.
I don't use the latest Xbox to link it to a video and stuff like that.
Their big scanner, the newer one.
The newer one.
Okay.
Maybe like three or four to make the videos.
Dude, so have you traveled any? I've read this thing once in some futurist book or article or something. It was saying like there's going to be scanners at airports and things where people can like just scan their bodies. Do you think that that will be kind of a normal thing for like fitting clothes or things of that nature?
Yeah, I do see something like that. Because they're using augmented reality in that sense, right? So you walk in, you know, just instead of trying a physical dress, you know, it's just a digital dress, kind of see how you look in it. Mm-hmm. I do see that in the future. It's just adapting to it and people making the hardware and the software behind it. So I think we're limited at this time, and, you know, but it'll be like that.
Oh my gosh, that'll be crazy.
Your phone, like the iPhones, it has a scanner, right? So.
So everyone in the future might just have a digital version of themselves.
Yeah, or something.
Man, that is crazy.
Oh, it's a
future. Yeah, right. So I guess like, do you have any, you said you're not a designer. So what do you guys are just sending it up? You just have your team and they're just touching it up?
Yeah. So over time, I taught myself ZBrush.
Cool.
Enough to get my job, to get the job done.
Definitely.
So my wife, same thing. She does more of the fusion, self-taught. So everything we do is self-taught. And then I have my artist here, which just has a background. And he's self-taught in the whole fusion and everything. So we have a small team of three right now. But we have other, you know, artists that we work with that we need extra hands. But
that's
all three of us are self-taught. And whatever we need to learn, we just learn it, right?
Yeah, totally. That's what we do too. We're like, we're building a platform right now. We're like, we don't even know how to build a platform. We don't even hardly code. But it's like, now you can do like drag and drop, like no code things. We're like, this is just crazy.
Exactly. As long as you're willing to do it and learn it, that's all it is.
Exactly. You know? That's the hardest part. Yeah. Well, I guess like what I'm trying to think of anything. Do you have any questions for us on our side?
What do you guys do? What do you tell people what you guys do?
I think right now we're just trying to build like a army of like badass 3D print designers. That's my mission. I have it written right here. So we're making like a platform right now. We're focusing more on education, but we want to build a platform that can just help like professional 3D print designers make money. You know, or if like someone like you guys were like, hey, I need a really good sculptor. You could be like, let me go on this platform, you know, and then look up and be like, they're good. Yeah. Like let's hire them for the week or, you know, whatever.
Sweet. Okay. Gotcha.
Something nice. Like that. Yeah.
Did you have like a whole mobile rig type of thing?
Yeah. So I was printing in my truck.
Yeah.
We were out in the farm. We bought 5 acres of land just in the middle of this forest. It was like in the middle of 1,000 acres. And then we were like this little plot in the middle. And then we were just going to 3D print a house. That's like one of my goals and missions. Nice. And then just have little 3D printed houses all over the country. But definitely going to come hit you guys up when we come through California, because I want to just be a digital nomad, or I am a digital nomad, and just travel from city to city and go hang out with people. Definitely swing by.
For sure. Looking forward to it, dude.
Definitely. Well, yeah. So where can people go if they want to come and get a scan, or they just want to learn more about you guys or contact y'all?
We have social media across the board, Instagram, Facebook, and everything. Just look at co-create.
Co-create. And it's spelled different. Yeah.
That's C-O-K-R-E-E-A-T-E.
Cool. And I'll put a link in the description too with all the website and everything. But I just want to say thanks for meeting with us, dude. That was so good to meet you. I'd love to have you in the later episodes just to chat more. Also, one question before we go.
Yeah,
like I know in my world, it's like, I've had people when they message me and stuff, they're like, they usually want something 3D printed, but then they're like, oh, I thought it was gonna be like $20, you know?
We get that all the time.
Okay. I didn't know. So it's like, is there any advice you would have for people how to price? Cause you guys have really good prices, it seems, on y'all's website. Like, is there any advice you would give for people to maybe price higher for their skills, or any tips on pricing?
just know your worth, right? I mean, like, if people just come in thinking it's $20, it's not $20, right? I mean, if you have overhead, you know, machine costs and so forth, mm-hmm. the material is cheap, and then what about everything else, right? So
right, all the artists and yeah, skills, exactly. Yeah,
in that way, right? So like, we just tell them, hey, this is how much it is. If they don't want it, then we can't help you, right?
So, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to be a jerk or anything, but you know,
right, it is what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, so whatever you guys are thinking about charging for your designs, maybe double, triple it, quadruple it, exactly. And go from there.
Yeah, just know your worth, you know.
Know your worth. Exactly. I love that. Know your worth, people. Yeah. Well, cool. Thanks so much, Willie. I appreciate you meeting with me. And I'll see you around on the gram and everywhere else.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank y'all so much for listening with us today. And again, thanks to Willie for hanging out with me. Be sure to check out cocreate.com, spelled C-O-K-R-E-E-A-T-E. You can also hit them up on their Instagram to check out their work and ask them questions. Be sure to check in next week. We're going to be talking to Aldo from La Machina. They're 3D printing huge designs all over the world and got some really cool insights in the future of mass customization. We'll see you on the next episode. Remember to get yourself a Print That Thing membership over at ptt.live so you can start 3D printing your own ideas. I'm Jaywall, and as always, keep creating.